Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Orlando McFarlane. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Cash reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for John Buzzard. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Causey covering, for the out. McLain moves to second. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLain moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler strikes out. 2 outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlin pinch runs for John Romano. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.